Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this morning to be back on our early morning, Tuesday morning prayer. I just give God all the praise and glory. I magnify his holy name on this morning. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to come before you. We just give God praise and glory this morning. I don't know if Prophetess Lisa going to be on this morning, but I'm here if anybody gets on. I'm just going to play some music. And if somebody come on, then I'll pray. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
You can start whenever you're ready. I just had some music playing.
Oh, okay. Well, good morning, those out there in radio land. My name is Prophetess Lisa Harris, and I am here to pray and lift up the name of the Lord on today. I'm a part of the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. And excuse me, I did want to recite a scripture. Just a moment. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. I have just read for you in its entirety Psalms chapter 20, the 20th chapter or 20th book of Psalms. And I just want to say, start with a prayer. And then we'll have a music selection. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Jehovah God, for another day of life. Thank you for watching over us, God, while we slept and slumbered all night long, oh God. Thank you for all your tender grace and your mercy and your kindness towards us, Father. And I just ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. Father, you desire perfection. You desire your people to be holy. And you desire true worshipers who will worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, I pray for a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit. And I pray that the Holy Spirit of the living God will fall fresh all over the earth. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I ask these prayers. Amen.
Amen.
And now we'll just have a short selection if we, and then we'll get to prayer. Do we have a short selection?
Yes, give me 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Star and Bridge, as a bridge to the the energy future. We deliver the energy America wants.
Chasing out you, oh, no rules
Amen. I just praise and thank God. Hallelujah. As I was listening to that worship song, to gaze upon his glory. Lord, I don't have much. I'm humble. We come humbly before you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Asking you, Lord, to cleanse us, Lord, and pray that you would just touch people all over the world, Heavenly Father, that someone who does not know Jesus Christ in the pardon of their sins, oh God, that you will touch their hearts. Prepare their hearts to receive the engrafted word of your good news of the gospel. When trouble rise, when trouble come, oh Lord, hallelujah, there is nothing like prayer and being able to commune with you, to come to your throne of glory boldly, as you said, that we can ask what we might, Lord. And when we are out of step, when we're out of time, when we're out of ourselves, Lord, and things are topsy-turvy, and the billows roll, oh God, I thank you on this morning for the opportunity to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm asking, Father God, that you will touch people all over the world, that they might understand the importance and significance of praising your holy name and keeping your holy word, because you are a holy God. And I thank you for the avenue, the phenomenon of faith, hope, love, and joy, and certainly prayer, and the ability to communicate with you here in 2022, Lord. Hallelujah. We're in the 21st generation, 21st century. Lord God, and all the great things that we can do, hallelujah, there is still nothing quite like prayer and being able to commune with you and pray your forgiveness, Lord, and asking, Lord God, for the gift in the body of Christ to come forth in the name of Jesus, praying, Lord God, that you're seeing laborers into the harvest, for the harvest is plentiful, glory to God, but the laborers are few, oh God. Hallelujah, and I'm so happy this morning. It's in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm just happy this morning that God is still in the saving business. Hallelujah. I want to just take the time now to thank Apostle, Dr. my Apostle, and her husband, Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean, and her husband, Apostle Ed Dean, and just say good morning to all the end time men and women of war, and everyone out in radio land. Just want to give the opportunity if anyone has a specific prayer or any prayer request. Amen. So we are done as ordered on this morning. I just believe that we want to pray for people everywhere, and I pray you'll pray my strength in the Lord. And pray with me. Last week we were lifting up the family, and we still want to continue to do that. We want to lift up our communities, our various communities, cities, state, and nation, all our leaders, but also most specifically asking God to bless the body of Christ and the leaders in the body of Christ. If anyone on here has a church home, if you don't have a church home, first of all, I want to invite you to join End Time Men and Women of War. Our apostle is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Facebook Live streaming, and just want to invite you to come and pray. It's an awesome time by the great woman of God. But I want to ask that we all join to lift up pastors in the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the pastors, the prophets, evangelists, teachers, and all the people a part of the household of faith. Amen, because it is incumbent upon us to be ready to receive God's people, to do his work, whether that's to preach, pray, prophesy, intercede, or help, whatever it is that we can do to edify, admonish, and uplift one another in love, and to invite newcomers who you know, just may need encouragement. And, of course, we're accountable to one another and to encourage and increase each other and cover each other as much as it is in our power. And I just want to pray about that now in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Father God, I just thank you for such an awesome, dynamic time in our history that we are able to still enjoy the benefits of your kingdom. You are Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. They talked about you 2,500 years ago when Jesus hung and died and bled on the cross for us. But it was 42 generations that he had been prophesied about before he even came on the scene. And I just want to thank you, Lord, that in 2022, we have wonderful things to cure us, to bless us, to instruct, teach us, to admonish us, to correct us, Lord. And thank God to save us. I thank you for salvation on today, Lord. I pray that you would just bless your body of Christ ecumenically across all denominations, all over the world, all people everywhere, Lord, that people will begin to understand the significance of just of prayer, prayer for self, family, city, state, and nation. But, Lord, special prayer, we are to be praying for our leaders who watch for our souls. We are to keep them lifted in prayer, lifted that they are covered financially and that they are satisfied, that they are restored, that they are renewed, and that they know that they are loved and that we respect and honor them, that they may be encouraged in their work because it's an honor to serve you, Lord. And I just pray that people who may have backslidden or we have fallen away or we messed up, Lord, that you would just cover us and forgive us and cleanse us, Lord, when we are weak, when we are limited, when we lose our faith or we lose our hope. Lord, I pray that you would restore that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking most expeditiously that you will strengthen us in the very core of our belly, because you said if we are righteous and we stand upright with you and we are filled with your Holy Ghost, the streams of living water will gush out of our souls. Hallelujah. We can edify people and call demons down and call off destruction and come before you as the chosen vessels of our generation. As such a time as this, as such a marvelous time when great innovation has went on, Lord. And I know that trouble comes, that trouble rises, oh God. But I just want to thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being so good. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being so great and so magnificent. And thank you for your loving kindness. I pray that the love of God will permeate, hallelujah, even my own soul, my family, my church family, my city, my state, my nation, all the leaders all over the world, God. Call us back to yourself.
Yes, God.
And let us discover something fresh and new each and every day that we don't become so familiar. Hallelujah, with you, that we forget how holy you are and how reverent you are and how just how merciful. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. But I pray that you will touch your church because your word says that judgment begins in the household of faith. And so, Lord, I appeal to the throne room of heaven, oh God, asking you, Lord, according to your scripture, says, judgment begins in the household of faith, Lord. Let mercy and grace begin there. Forsake us not, O God, and chasten us not in thy hot wrath, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for some bowed down head to be lifted up, you, in the mighty name of Jesus, and asking you according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people who will call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. It said that you will hear from heaven and you will heal the land. Hallelujah. And you said we humble ourselves, you're just to forgive us. Hallelujah. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And you said, Lord God, in your word, that if we judge ourselves, that you won't have to judge us, and you'll forgive us, Lord. And I pray that you will prick the heart of your people, Lord. Start with me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and just help us to get back to our first love while we have time. Hallelujah. Because, yes, Lord, you said the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. In the name of Jesus. But you also said that the kingdom people, we say we your people, we your children, but we ain't close to you. We're not reading your word. We're not hungering and thirsting, and we mean to each other, and we are disrespectful, and we dishonor ourselves, and we act like you, we should touch and agree with your word, not what the world says about us, but with your word, and look with a hopeful expectation. And Lord, help us to fulfill the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, and we are to be evangelizing and seeking the people and encouraging people in some kind of way with our gifts. Lord, you said the wealthy can give. Those who have the heart to give, not begrudgingly, but if they have it, we should give it, that there may be meat in your house, and that prayer, the household of prayer, your people should be able to come in to the household of prayer with refuge and with confidence that they are safe to bring their burdens and cross them at your home. Forgive us, Lord, being unapproachable. Forgive us, Lord, being uncoachable. Forgive us, Lord, and help us, Lord. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I ask these things and I pray. Amen. I just at this time don't want to hold you too long, but is there any other prayer requests at this time? Okay. Pastor Dr. Deborah Daines, I just want to just give thank and praise God for you for giving me this opportunity. I'm just humbled by it, and I just thank you for, you know, everything that you and Apostle give you all honor in time when men and women of war and anyone who has uplifted me. At this time, ma'am.
When will you be back on?
I'll be back on Tuesday. We meet. My name is Prophetess Lisa Marie Harris, and for the next couple of weeks, I hope that you'll join me on Tuesdays. Me and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. The Prayer Room Ministry and Life Support Outreach Ministry right here on Tuesdays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. And, yes, please invite someone and just keep us lifted in your prayer and, you know, share the number, area code 516-387-1346. And is there anything else that I should cover before I end in prayer, Pastor Dr. Deborah?
No, that's fine. I just wanted you to let them know when you'll be back on so they'll come on or invite some people.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, that's every Tuesday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, Ken, just want to invite you to join us also. My Apostle Dr. Deborah Daines in the End Time Men and Women Global Ministries, We are praying with her, and she's just an awesome prophetess of God and a wonderful apostle. And I pray that you would just keep her lifted. Join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then on Tuesday evenings, Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're here at this number at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Bible study. And it is an awesome time. I invite you to please join us. Now is the time for us to be well studied and trained in the Lord. He said, study to show thyself approved, a worker that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. We know we're in the end times, and it is incumbent upon us to be ready in and out of season as professing men and women of God. Amen. I pray your strength in the Lord. Pray mine. And now if our hearts are clear, thank you for joining me. I just wanted to pray us out. Father God, I just thank you, Jehovah God. Thank you for another day of life. Thank you for watching over us while we slept and slumbered all night long. Lord, I pray that you will open up the eyes of our understanding, those of us who are in the body of Christ. Open up the eyes of our understanding that we may behold your word and understand it, and that when we impart your word, whether it's preaching, praying, prophesying, Lord, that first of all, we're encouraged, we're inspired, we're under the unction and the auspices of your Holy Spirit. Forsake us not, Father God. And I pray for, Lord, people all over the world, and I pray that you will seal these prayers, this prayer hour, this hour of power, Lord. And I just humble myself, Lord, your humble end time here made at this hour. I just ask that you would continue to fill us with your Holy Spirit, protect, lead, and guide us. Let your Holy Spirit fill us and give us a fresh anointing. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray and ask these prayers and touch people everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. We thank and praise God for this awesome woman of God. We're going to get ready to let you go on today. We would be right back here Sunday. We'll be on live Sunday at 12:30 Central, 1:30 Eastern Time for our worship service. And then the next service we'll have is the Monday morning live. I want to thank everyone for coming out on tonight, and we'll see you for early morning prayer on Tuesday morning. God bless you all. Have a good and blessed day. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.